You're listening to SBS News.
Parts of Italy have been plunged back into lockdown, with schools, restaurants, museums and some shops closing down. And pressure is building in neighbouring France for action to stop increasing cases, with the government warning the situation is worsening. Prime Minister Jean Castex says he wants to avoid a future lockdown and he's instead decided to impose a national 6 o'clock curfew. He's quoted as saying,
"We have to use all weapons available to avoid a lockdown. I've never hid it. Let's vaccinate, protect ourselves, get tested."
The French Health Ministry reported more than 25,000 new coronavirus cases in the previous 24 hours and 140 further fatalities. But there has been a setback in the vaccination rollout for Europe at this crucial moment of the pandemic. Irish health officials are recommending the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine over concerns about blood clots. 4 adult cases of blood clotting were recorded in Norway after they received the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ireland's deputy medical chief says although there is no conclusive link between the events, officials are still suggesting a suspension. The same vaccine had also been halted in Italy's Piedmont region, while Iceland, Denmark and Norway have taken similar precautions. Africa has reached a grim milestone, 4 million coronavirus cases and more than 107,000 lives lost to COVID-19 during the pandemic. While around 250,000 Egyptians have registered for the vaccine rollout as the program expands, Samir Alam was one of those who signed up quickly.
"Because I am confident in this vaccine, 100%. I registered only 3 days ago. I received this message this morning to come and have the vaccine. It is very well organized."
Despite vaccinations happening around the world, infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is reminding people in the United States that the pandemic isn't in the final phase. The United States has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in the global tally at almost 30 million infections. Dr. Fauci is worried about people declining a vaccine against COVID-19 for political reasons, insisting it should be a public health decision.
"We're going in the right direction, but if you look at the numbers, even though the numbers have gone down, over the last couple of weeks they've plateaued. And when you see a plateau at a level as high as 60,000 cases a day, that is a very vulnerable time to have a surge to go back up. And that's what exactly happened in Europe."
And in Europe, health rules in the Netherlands are being opposed on the eve of a general election. Riot police fired a water cannon to control crowds at an anti-lockdown protest in The Hague. Demonstrators, including Katharina, are complaining about the removal of basic freedoms.
"So much rules. Why are all these rules? Why? Why? To protect us? No. Too much rules is not protecting. No. I want to be free."
The Netherlands has been under tough restrictions since late January and voting for the election will start on March the 15th. Opponents of Prime Minister Mark Rutte carried a banner at the event reading "Love and Freedom, No Dictatorship." And on the streets of Belgrade, Serbians made some noise on Sunday about the closure of non-essential businesses. Protest organiser Darko Cepic is upset about the silencing of musicians after authorities banned all concerts.
"Musicians have been marginalised for the past year and we've not had any work. I don't think it's fair and I think that no one should be deprived from a right to work, a right to work by the Constitution."
And in Asia, the airports are a little quieter, with Japan limiting the number of inbound overseas flights to avoid the spread of international COVID-19 variants. On Friday, Japanese authorities confirmed a traveller from the Philippines has contracted a coronavirus variant. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.